By comparison, the $475 million package for next year is 8 times as much as this year's Environmental Protection Agency money being spent on the Great Lakes. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Water Supervisor Todd Ames says this is historic.
I've been doing this kind of work for about 30 years, and this is certainly a turning point in terms of having a clear blueprint for action that we've got broad consensus on. So we have all of those pieces in place, and now we have to deliver.
A coalition of a dozen public and private organizations is gearing up to do just that. Even though Lake Superior is the most pristine of the five Great Lakes, Grant Herman, the director of the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute in Ashland, says this is a system-wide effort.
The interesting thing about Lake Superior, since it's at the head of the watershed, it's really important that we do it as best as we can, because everything we do gets magnified downstream.
Herman says being part of an environmental consortium will help, because even though this is a large amount of new money, getting a slice of this pie won't be easy. Iron County Land Conservation Director Mary Jo Gingras says they're ready with proposals in a competitive arena.
Very competitive process, because the money is to be used all across the Great Lakes, and there's no specific earmark that will be coming directly to Lake Superior. So we will be competing against areas such as Detroit or Green Bay Harbors, areas where there's toxic concerns.
The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative will target toxic hotspots, invasive species, beach cleanup, and pollution runoff. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.